Does the music you listen to express rebellion and engagement with current urgent situations and realities? Or does it function as entertainment, baubles hanging from the seemingly ever-present Christmas trees in the shopping centres of our thoughts? As the social pressures increase, much like the effects of shifting weather systems, so the impetus to resist the architects of our doom becomes more urgent. An American journalist describing the extent of social rage in the United States wrote, "If someone today wants to open a profitable business, they should make guillotines." On November the 1st, 2010, two people were arrested in Athens, Greece, after attempting to mail package bombs to various embassies. Gerasimos Sakalos, a member of the prisoner's cell of the Conspiracy of Cells of Fire, has since made the following remarks. "Solidarity is a constant attack against the system and society, an act where the words fabrication, innocent, guilty do not fit. Because as revolutionaries it is our duty to always be guilty for this system, always dangerous and always proud of our choices. We are not persecuted for our ideas, but because it seemed poor to us to not turn them into actions." The actions described and listed will show to whatever degree the solidarity being expressed against targets spread around the globe and are taken from the website 325.nostate.net, which has collected and edited the data from the public sphere. Much has happened since the last instalment of this show was broadcast shortly before the start of 2011. We will list some of the known actions. 30th December, Greek embassy in Buenos Aires, Argentina, attacked with a Molotov cocktail. In Greece, a bomb detonated outside a court building in central Athens. Over New Year, January, in Berlin, Germany, according to the mainstream media, suspected anarchists attacked a Berlin prison and police station with fireworks, stones and paint bombs. 3rd January, a noisy demonstration of solidarity with the Yarlswood 3 women occurred outside Holloway Prison, London. The women were on hunger strike last year, demanding an end to indefinite and abusive imprisonment. 4th January, a noise demo took place outside Barton Jail in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, while in Laval, Quebec, also in Canada, two prisons were visited. 5th January, a motorcycle cop ran over a 6-year-old Roma girl in Athens, Greece, dragging her along for 150 metres and not stopping to help. 10th January, night of sabotage in Bristol, England. Bailiff and debt collecting firm Revenue had all their windows on one side of the building smashed. An O2 repeater tower had the thickest bunch of cables attacked with a burning tyre. At Brislington Police Station, paint stripper was used to damage the bodywork of 3 squad cars and a mobile CCTV unit, and windows were put out. All this took place inside the fenced vehicle compound. An HSBC bank on Bath Road had its front windows broken. 11th January, two prison officers were injured during a disturbance at Little Hay Prison near Huntingdon in Cambridgeshire. One female officer was assaulted while a male officer had boiling water thrown in his face. 13th January, Barclays Cash Point smashed in Brighton, England. Barclays provide financial services to ITT, Edo MBM's parent company. ITT and Edo supply components to Israel for the F-16 fighter planes used in attacks on Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. 15th January, a security and surveillance van was set on fire in Bristol, England, in solidarity with the members of the Conspiracy of Cells of Fire group facing trials in Greece. 2 days later, 2 British Telecom utility vehicles were set on fire in a second solidarity action. 17th January, Federal Criminal Court in Bellinzona, Switzerland, was attacked with fire, again in solidarity with the Greek prisoners. 19th January, in Istanbul, Turkey, fireworks were launched at the biggest shopping centre in solidarity with Conspiracies of Cells of Fire. Nottingham Probation Services office was attacked, with 4 vehicles getting paint stripped, tyres slashed and locks glued shut. Locks to the building were also glued shut. This action was carried out in solidarity with prisoners criminalised by the elite of the world. Information on these and other actions can be found at 325.nostate.net, which also features a host of pamphlets and bulletins, including 325 magazine.